Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm Charlotte, and hello. I'm really bad at doing these intros. I feel like the more I've started to do these, like, the worse I've gotten. It doesn't make any sense, but I don't know. Like, before I would just hit play and just say a bunch of shit, and now I, like, am, like, more awkward. I'm like, I don't know what to say now. I don't know. I don't know why that happened, but hopefully with time, I'll get better at this. And yeah, this first question here is, I feel like it is super easy for me to get caught up in trends, and then I end up getting a ton of clothes that I hate 6 months later. I'm still super young, so my style and interests are always changing, but I want to start developing a wardrobe I can keep. And I love years down the line. How did you find your personal style? Love you, Char. Well, I still deal with that problem too, to be honest. I will get clothes like from brands or whatever, or I buy and then I will never wear them or like not want them in 6 months. And I think my style is still constantly evolving. I don't think I found my personal style. And I also think for me specifically, my personal style is like every style except like a couple. Like, I don't go into boho really. I'm not really like a big boho, like hippie chic kind of dresser. And then there's like, I don't like tweed. And there's like a couple styles like I just don't resonate with and like don't feel like it's me or something, and I just don't wear it. But I pretty much wear like every other thing under the sun. I don't discriminate. There's just a couple things that just don't resonate with me that will happen with everybody. So I don't have like one thing I look for when I'm shopping of like, this is my style. And that makes it kind of hard for me in a way, but it also a lot more options for me. But I know for a fact, like, I don't, my closet as I progress in age isn't going to turn into this one thing. Like, I just know. If clothes to you is just getting ready and you want to look kind of fashionable and you want people to think you have good style and that's kind of it, and it's less of a creative outlet for you, which I totally get. If that's you, then I am not, I follow trends sometimes. Like, it's not like I follow trends, but I like some trends. I'm trying to think. I like a lot of trends. There's a lot of trends I don't like or never wore or just like didn't really get. Like, I didn't really get like the string on your phone thing. I didn't really do the cowboy boots thing. I didn't really do the bloomer thing. I don't really wear bloomers. There's certain things that I just like didn't do. I never did like the corset over a top. I never did. There's just certain little things I just was like, not for me personally, and I just never did it. But there's trends that I do like. Like, I like leg warmers. I don't know. I advise people to not follow trends and just do what you want to do and wear what you want to wear. And I think it comes like just from yourself. I don't like people, I think, pay attention, like, out, like, at least my friends and stuff, more to what I'm wearing than myself, to be honest. I didn't think I had like this drastic style change until like people kept asking me about it. And then I was like, I guess I did. Like, honestly, like, it wasn't something conscious in my head where I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do like a big, like, I just, it was so gradual for me and just came out of my own curiosity that I just didn't think like too much about it, honestly. And I think that's what you have to do. I think you just kind of go inward and see what you like and not be too influenced. Don't even be influenced by me. Like, even if you watch this podcast, like, that's what I would advise people, is like just to be influenced by themselves. You can have people that you think dress really cool and this and that, and be inspired by that. Totally. I'm inspired by people that dress cool all the time. I think that I'm so happy, like, very fashionable people exist, because we can have, like, all of these kinds of different, like, art forms out there of, like, just, like, beauty. I just love it. I've talked about this before. I just love aesthetics. I just really am an appreciator of beauty and aesthetics. I just am. I think a lot of people are. I think you can totally be inspired by trends. And, you know, if you see, like, the button up with, like, the mini skirt and the high boots, like, that's, like, that look exists. And if you put that on, you're going to look really good and really cute, and no one's going to question it. Is it original? Not at all. But is that your goal? Do you want to, like, not dress like Like, do you want to be an original dresser? Like, you know, and I'm not like sitting here being like, oh my God, you have to dress kind of original. I dress like whatever. Sometimes I wear the with jean dress that came in like that I love that 20 girls on TikTok I saw wore this dress. I just like the dress. And sometimes I dress really random that like I feel this day. Like I feel kind of like a fairy this day. So I'm going to dress like this. There's no like rule book that you have to follow that like if you do this then you are fashionable and you are cool or you are whatever. I truly think it's better if you just care a little less, and it's only expressive for you, and it's only fun, and it should just be that. It shouldn't be this technical thing where you feel like you're not following the rules or your shit's last season. Who cares? Literally, who cares? Anyone that cares about that shit is lame. Like, at least to me. And I'm sorry to label people as lame, but like, honest to God, I think you're lame if you care about what other people are doing that much. And that you would criticize someone based on what they're wearing, it being old or it being like whatever. Who gives a shit? Seriously. How I found my personal style, and maybe this can help you. Like, whenever I was younger, I hate that I keep saying I, but I guess this might be helpful. But, ugh. When I was younger, I would dress up in my room all the time. I would get my mom's clothes. I would try on her clothes. I would try on everything. It was just in me, always. I loved clothes, and I loved expressing myself through clothes, and I was just too embarrassed to wear it out, but I just couldn't help this kind of like diva girl that was in me that just like loved clothes and just like was so enamored by fashion and so enticed by beauty. And that was definitely part of who I was. And so if that's why I kind of think I had a transition into finding my own personal style, because there's something inside of me that wanted to find it. Think about this for yourself, actually. Think about for yourself if you've ever envisioned, this is, I think, a good indicator of where you fall on the scale. If you've ever envisioned you as a person, like, how do you envision yourself as an adult? What is she wearing? In my head, when I was little, envisioning myself as an adult before I had executed it, I think I've done manifesting with unintentionally not knowing what the name was, but I think this is kind of manifesting. I don't know. But I would envision myself older, and what I had envisioned would be this girl that wore whatever she wants. Because that's clearly what I wanted. There's a part of me that like wanted to wear whatever I wanted. Like that was part of my story, how I saw my story go. I was like, in my head, I think I'm a girl that just wears crazy clothes. And like the thing is as I get older and as I acquire more clothes and more whatever, I think that will get crazier, to be honest. I just love it. And I have no fear wearing something weird. I think a lot of people feel that way, and I think a lot of people don't, but I certainly am one of the people that feel very experimental with clothes. I just do. I just am totally fine with wearing something like kind of whack. As long as I think it looks cool, I'm A-okay. So I envisioned that as a kid, and that's kind of where that started for me, because then I could have some sort of motor of, okay, well, there's some roadblocks here in the way. Roadblock number one is that I am way too self-conscious in high school to wear whatever I wanted. I remember around age 15, my style was like Gossip Girl style, like in my head. Like I remember I wanted to wear tights, little skirts, kind of like a polo shirt, like kind of like Blair Waldorf preppy. That was my style, like when I was like in my head when I was like 15. And I remember like going on ASOS and I ordered like a bunch of tights and I spent like $200, which at that age was a lot of money. And I just ordered a bunch of this shit to my house. And I remember like, I'm gonna change my personal style. Like I've now, like as I've reflected, I've realized like how much I really did care about clothes and how much this thing was in me that like wanted to come out of this girl that just really wanted to experiment with clothes. And I'm sure as hell that there's a lot of girls listening to this that feel the same way. Not necessarily girly, it's just like a passion for clothes and fashion. Like that's in a lot of people, guys and girls. And I certainly was one of the people that just, it was in me. And And there was kind of no running from it. And I'm glad I didn't, because that would be terrible. So, yeah. So this kind of voice I just continued to follow of this roadblock. Okay, I need to figure out how to not care about this. And I even talked about this. I ended up moving to America in the middle of high school. So in the middle, I did my first 2 years of high school in Toronto. And then in the middle, moved to LA and went to Beverly Hills High School. And I decided with this like kind of great opportunity that I, no one knows who I am, that I'm going to dress differently, because that was clearly what was on the forefront of my mind. Wasn't like this or that. It was like, oh my God, I get to dress kind of different, because it was too hard for me to do it in my hometown. And just because I cared way too much what people thought about me. I cared way too much. And I almost didn't I almost wore, I don't know. There's a part of me that, like, cares so much about what I wear. And then there's a part of me that doesn't care at all. And, like, in Toronto, I wore, like, pajamas. Literally, like, pajamas to parties. I didn't give a shit what I wore. It was, like, almost, like, anti-fashion what I wore. Like, it was just so – it was always cute. It wasn't, like, ever, like, bad. It was always, like, cute and, like, wasn't trying even remotely. But, like, I kind of wanted to more. So when I moved here, I ended up acquiring skirts. I ended up doing this. I ended up just dressing a little sexier too, I think, as you get older. And then I started being able to go to music festivals and things like that, where you kind of can get this like creativity of dressing weird. Or like you get to kind of put on a costume and it's not Halloween. And so I loved that. I love that I got to, like, because I had gone to music festivals in Toronto, and I would dress fucking, the shit I wore then was like beach bunny, like, bathing suit top with, like, bedazzled jewels. Like, that was, like, cool at the time, and that's what I fucking wore. And I remember, or I went to an Avicii concert when I was 15. I loved house music when I was young. And I went to an Avicii concert when I was 15, and I wore a light-up bra from Etsy that, like, literally lit up, like, with batteries in it. That's what I wore to music festivals. And so, yeah, it's come a long way. But I was just having fun. Like, I'm so glad that side, like, that version of myself existed, because she went there. She fucking wanted to wear a light up bra, and I love that she wanted to wear that, so she did. And then when I came here, it was music festivals. And like, for you, think about like that for you. Is it a concert or is it this? Like, I was clearly so fucking paralyzed and insecure, and like was just way too scared to just suddenly dress completely different, so I didn't. I think for me specifically, like in my life, like you, it obviously no person's two paths are the same, and like, nor should they be, you know, your path of how you start to express yourself is going to be completely different than mine. But I do think a huge portion of, at least for me, finding out what I liked was spending a lot of time by myself. I know a lot of people learn themselves in relationships, and a lot of people learn themselves like, in just a bunch of different ways. For me, I always learn the most about myself from literally quieting my thoughts and just going there. Like, I had such bad sleep issues. This is a sidebar. I had such bad sleep issues that I thought that I couldn't fall asleep because my mind, I had so many thoughts I need to think about, and I wasn't thinking about them in the day. This was my theory. So then I had this theory about like 3 years ago, maybe four. 3.5 years ago, I was like, I can't sleep because I have too many thoughts in the day. So I have to take out some time of my day and not go on my phone and go to the park or do something. I like to go in the park because I love nature. And I'd go to the park and I wouldn't listen to music and I would just think. And in this time of my life where I just decided to think, I got a lot of answers of myself. And I like stopped running away from like who I was. And I just wanted to feel like the purity sense of like myself. Like I wanted to feel like Charlotte as a kid or like Briar as a kid. Like it's so interesting, even like changing my name. Like I clearly rejected so many parts about myself. And I find it interesting too, like that I had. And like just this kind of like defiant child that like wouldn't take no for an answer and just like did whatever she felt like doing, and like no one could control her kind of thing. And like that is apparently part of my story. But even thinking about it, like of like in those moments by myself of like who, like it was all kind of like inner child stuff. Like and I didn't intentionally need to be this way. And the reason I bring this up is because this is actually how I ended up changing, I think, a little bit. And the thing is, I didn't, like, it was just a physical change. It was just, like, me cutting my hair or, like, me, like, changing a little bit how I wore. And to me, it didn't seem that crazy. Like, I feel like only to other, my friends and stuff, where I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, seriously, I didn't think of it as, like, a thing. And honestly, I think it that helped me in a way, because I wasn't thinking at all what other people were thinking. I think if I was, I would have been more self-conscious to change. But the good thing is I wasn't at all. I was literally only thinking about, like, myself in a good way, like truly in a good way, because I think that's confidence. I think confidence lies in, I think it's actually measured in how little you care about the opinions of others, truly. So I think the less you care about the opinions of others and you're not even taking it into consideration, that is confidence and that is being secure. And so I wasn't thinking about that. And I think that's where this confidence came from, was just like totally thinking about what I really wanted. Like, I didn't consider anyone in my decision making. It wasn't like, I'll do this and people will be inspired by me. It wasn't like anything like that. It was like, but because I'm trying to think of what advice I would give to, like, think of a good way to do this. And truly, the only way that I would suggest is to truly just think about yourself and truly just pretend that no one's watching you. I think, honestly, that helps me a lot in my life, is feeling like I am not that important, because then I can kind of get away with doing more. I say this to myself all the time. I say this to myself. I think that is what helps me, actually, is I tell myself that no one cares about what I'm doing. No one. Like, you, your friends, guys, like, no one cares about Charlotte. No one cares about what you're doing. Not a single fucking person. And that probably is kind of true. In my eyes, it's true. But then sometimes I'm just like, you guys are actually paying attention to what I'm doing. So tell yourself that. So you have the freedom and the confidence to be, the freedom and the confidence to act as if you were anonymous and what you would do if you were, you know. And this is what I would have done if I, with that feeling of being anonymous. So I would have just done whatever I wanted, truly. So I think that actually is really helpful. Consider and feel like you are anonymous. That helps me a lot in my life, is just pretending, or I don't know if I'm pretending, but just telling myself that literally no one cares. So, like, just do whatever you want. I was spending all this time by myself, and I started thinking about myself when I was young. And I wanted to look like myself when I was young. And I just had this, like, long hair and tan skin. And it's not like I didn't feel like that was me. I did. But I just wanted to, feel more like me. I wanted to feel the most I possibly could. And so it wasn't like, oh, I need to, like, look like myself when I was young, even though I kind of do, because I literally don't do anything to my, like I would when I was young. Like, back then I would be tanning and I wouldn't tan as a kid, and I didn't have, like, highlighted hair as a kid. So I kind of wanted to go back to this, like, purity sense of, like, not doing anything, because I just wanted a purity of, like, what I actually look like. I just wanted to, like, that. And with that came kind of unconsciously realizing, like, how I actually wanted to dress, like, the whole time, which was like some people can say it's weird. I don't think of my style as that bizarre, to be honest with you. I feel like there's a lot of people that have much more bizarre styles than me. Maybe mine is slightly weirder than normal girls' outfits. I don't care. But I just, like, I think I just started to connect with my younger self, and I started to figure out who I actually am and not who, like, everyone wants me to be. And I still struggle with that, because there's a part of me that, like, I get comments all the time. For instance, this is so minute and so minor, but I'll bring it up because I'm sure this is something people are going through. But I get comments all the time being like, you look so much better with, like, long hair and tan skin, and when you were, like, kind of sexy bombshell girl. Like, that was kind of my look, was very sexy and like Victoria's Secret-esque, like the long hair, like that kind of a look. Like that's a look, you know, and that was kind of my look. And everyone likes that better, apparently. And like I get kind of influenced by that. I'm like, I could do that and make everyone happy and everyone would think I'm so much. I get tagged in TikToks to this day of it will be like Charlotte D'Alessio, da 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 da, like love her, like, and it's all photos of me with the long hair and when I was like kind of a baddie in that way. And I'm like, that's so interesting. People really liked when I was like very like, I don't know how to explain that. And so, but at the same time, I'm like, that's not following like what I like. And so it goes back into like this like weird kind of like, do I please everybody else and like have be like this thing that people want? And it's so minor, like it's such a minor scale, like with my own, but this is something that just does go through my head, you know? And I like can't really do that because I just can't. Like, I just can't, even if I wanted to. Just, this just felt like more myself. I remember when I was cutting my hair, for instance, and this is all kind of under the same umbrella of like trying to figure out like what I like and what feels right to me. The reason why I was able to kind of make these transitions was honestly the pandemic, because I was not able to cut my hair for modeling because I had a look and a whole book of shots with my hair long with no bangs. I had to beg and plead my agency to get bangs, and it was super spontaneous decision. I literally was in, I wasn't thinking of getting bangs for a long time. I looked in the mirror and I went like this with my hair. I'm holding up pieces of my hair to my thing like this, and with just my hair. And I did a hairstyle that night with fake kind of curtain bangs. The next day I went and cut my bangs, and I just called my agency and I was like, I really want to do it. And they ended up actually being okay with it. And they ended up actually were like trusting me after that. And then the pandemic hits and I just continued to cut my hair from like here to here. And then I just kept looking in the mirror and I just kept feeling like it needed to be shorter. And then I cut it into this very short bob because I felt like it needed to be shorter. I wasn't inspired by anything. It was just, it wasn't looking at photos and it wasn't looking at this. It was genuinely just like looking at myself and like thinking what I want to do. And that came with my clothes too. Like I wasn't, and I think that's the trick, honestly, is like not to be inspired by me or not to be inspired by like these fashionable girls out there or like Billie Eilish or like whoever, like people you look up to. I think that they would even tell you that themselves, you know, like I think that just listen to yourself. And I think that there is an authentic person in every single person. I think some people just are more interested in living that authenticity out than others. But I don't think that it's far and few between. I think that everyone can and is able to completely just listen to themselves if they want to enough. And I think that's what you should do in life. I really do. I think that that's important. Maybe not to everybody. And maybe people are too fucking lazy to do that. But I don't know. But to me, I think it's one of the funnest things you can do is figure out what you innately like and what you want to do and not follow anybody else's and just do what you want. This is something that really helped me, actually, in my life, is that I stopped listening to my friends. And I know that might not sound great. I talked about this kind of in my podcast with Devin, which was one of the first podcasts. I just started to trust myself. And I started to trust my own taste and I started to trust my own judgment more than my friends' judgment and taste. Not to say they don't have good taste and judgment, but I just stopped needing it for myself. If they want to have their taste and judgment, great, and that will serve them. But I wanted to have my own. And I just started to gain confidence in that. Like, you know, and I think that was actually one of the first things I gained confidence in was the fact that, like, I actually think I have my own ideas and my own taste that is not needing to be influenced or filtered through my friends. I just was like, I don't need this anymore. And I think that helps a lot on the pursuit of finding your own thing, because it's not going to be the same as your friends. If it is, you're doing something wrong. All of my best friends and I, like, We all have completely different taste. What my closest friend from my hometown doesn't care at all about clothes. She does not give a shit about fashion and what's cool. She doesn't care. We just have completely different like views on clothes and that. She is so like doesn't care what I wear. She's so unenamored by everything I just love that. I just love that she doesn't give a shit. And she is just interested in other things. Fashion is not the only thing you need to be interested in. Like, it's just one thing. Aesthetics is one thing. Like, I'm so aware that that is not everybody. So you shouldn't be the same as your friends. You should have a completely different outlook and view and perspective of the world and clothes and fashion as your friends. If you're too like this, that is just because you guys have become an echo chamber of what's cool and what's not, and you're staying in that. But just branch out. Do what you think is cool, because that to me is like the most interesting approach, is because every single person, it doesn't matter who you are, every single person has something, some sort of unique perspective that they can offer, some sort of unique something that they can offer. And so you just have to find that within yourself and let that go and just stop talking and stop listening to the opinions of others to be able to unleash this thing. I don't know if anything I'm saying makes sense. I hope it does. But that is how I found my personal style, was spending a lot of time by myself and just quieting my thoughts and just getting out of like the bullshit of whatever is going on in your life. Like, I can get very easily overwhelmed by things, and I just can be like, want to just shut it all off. And so I kind of felt like that. I'm sure people feel like that throughout the year and life and whatever. But I just used it to my advantage of like, okay, well, I'm going to figure out who I am. Like, I have nothing else to do. I have like my work and this and that, but I have time. I have some time that I can figure out who I am. I have a day off. I'm not texting anyone this day. My friend is busy. Like, why don't I just figure out this? It's always been interesting to me, and I urge you to get interested in it as well, because I think it helps with a lot of things that you eventually are faced with later in your life. So why not do it now? Here's my advice, is just do your own thing. Literally, I would tell this to my best friend. I would tell this to my child eventually, which is like, take some time for yourself. Figure out who you are. It sounds weird, but if I did it and I, like, I'm just like a fucking normal person. Like, it's not like this like crazy abstract thing. Like, just spend some time. Go to the park. Do something by yourself. Have a day. I'm not kidding. Have a day where you just think about your life. There was one point in my life where I had never done that. And if you've never done that, you're listening to this and being like, that sounds kind of like weird. I don't want to do that. It sounds like a waste of the day. There's a time where I didn't want to do that either. Like, and I hadn't done that. And then I eventually just did. So it's not like it's set in fate or whatever. Like, I had to make the decision from never doing that to doing, I'm going to take some time out of my life now to figure out who I am, to quiet my thoughts. You're going to be really bored, but you figure out shit. And like, I just like, I don't know anything else besides what I've done to say, but that really helped me. And it really just like, I think we have the answers within. I think all of us do. I think some people are more connected to their unconscious than others, but I think that if you listen to yourself, quiet your thoughts, and give yourself permission to think and feel, you learn a lot about yourself. And you know what? If you're comfortable taking hallucinogenics, I'm not suggesting anyone do this, but you can also do it with psilocybin, mushrooms, anything like that. So yeah, this necklace I found at a Goodwill in Toronto, and I remember like a couple years ago, this is like 3 years ago, I remember like at the Goodwill, this was like the moment that I decided like who I was. I was in my hometown. I was with my best friend. I was with Sophie. And we were just like looking around Goodwill, which I had done a bunch of times. But then I found this fucking necklace. And it's basically like a gemstone brown necklace. I've worn this before many times. But this, I like truly credit being the first step into my personal style was this necklace. And then at the same Goodwill, I got these shoes. These are Cat construction boot shoes. And I just found, these were the only two things I got that day, like, at the Goodwill. And I just, it was just so instinctually, like, I want those two things. Like, I don't know. I just wanted these two things. And I had not started to dress. I was still kind of dressing sexy and still kind of dressing girlier or whatever. I always kind of had, like, a boyish aspect in some ways that I dress, because I think I have, tend to have masculine qualities more than just all feminine qualities, even though I am pretty girly. But I did kind of have that in me, always. So I remember, like, this is so, like, but I just remember, this is just the truth. I remember getting this necklace and then, like, thinking to myself, like, this feels like me. Like, no joke. It was like this, like, out of, like, a fucking movie scene where I was like, this feels like me. And I just bought it. And I think it was $4. I keep dropping it. But this necklace changed my entire personal style, because I started wearing this little, like, choker necklace. And I just started completely morphing everything I wore around this necklace. I loved it, like, instantly. And I remember, like, the boots as well. And then I just started wearing these cat construction boots all the time. And I just loved it. I just loved how these boots felt and made every outfit look. And then I started wearing them with, like, girly dresses and this and that. It just, like, I just loved it. And I credit those two things as, like, I literally think it was, like, meant to happen. And I'm not, like, someone super keen in on that. But, like, honest to God, I think a little bit I was meant to buy those two things at that store in my hometown. And so those were kind of like the catalyst moments for me, where I found something that I just innately liked and was drawn to, and without filter, just went with it and just started to craft my kind of style around it and kind of throwing out old clothes. I had a yard sale where I got rid of literally so many things, of like a full storage unit of stuff. This necklace I will keep forever because it is so special to me and to my evolvement as a person. And I'll probably scroll down my Instagram and just see when I first wore this, but that's probably when you can see some sort of style change in me. I think that the need to express oneself in one's clothes is just a biological thing. I don't even think it is nature. I mean, nurture. I think it's nature. And I think that was just who I was. There's, like, a study. I think Harvard did it. That it's called, like, the boy. I forget what it is. But this is a super vague explanation of this study. That they studied men at 7 years old and followed them throughout their lives. And it was all about, like, the boy at seven is the man at, like, 50 or whatever. Because there's some things that are just you. And that was the kind of the whole point. And me at 7, and think about you at 7. Like, whoever you innately were, like, ask your parents, look at home videos, or just try to remember who you were at 7 and what you were interested in at 7. Because that, what you were interested in and who you innately were, will never go away. You can bury it more and more, but it will never go away. If you're listening to this and you're someone that loves clothes, I know a lot of girls that do follow me and have followed me are lovers of clothes and stuff like that. So I think that's cool because we all love clothes here. But I say just follow your utmost instinct. I think life is too short to live in the needs of other people and whatnot. Truly. Sure, people might be happier, or I might be more commercial and more accepted if I'm, like, super sexy, long hair, and, like, whatever. Sure. But I also think that I and everyone that is living their more honest representation of themselves offer something better. And that is, they're offering themselves. And I think that I always appreciate when other people are doing that. And I never considered that I actually was doing that, to be honest, until I feel like people have told me that I'm doing that. Do you. Don't do what I'm doing. Don't do what your favorite celebrity is doing. Truly. Like, I know a part of how this all works and, like, whatever is, like, keeping people somewhat feeling like they need to be like somebody else all the time. And I just don't think that's like the correct or honest message, to be quite frank with you. I think that I wouldn't say that to my best friend, and I wouldn't say that to my kid. And I know I keep saying that, but then why would I give a podcast a different advice? I think that you should just be who you are. And if you don't know who that is and you don't know what that looks like with your style, then figure it out. I always felt like there's some part of me that wasn't being used. And if you feel that way, if you feel like maybe there's some part of your truth that's not being used, then that is like literally the most exciting thing ever, because you're about to unlock some great stuff, and I'm about to lock even more. Like, who knows? Like, I know that there's so much. I still feel that way. I still feel like there's so much I haven't touched on in terms of what I'm interested in. I feel that way still. And that's what's exciting about, like, growing, is, like, I think anybody can do anything in this world. And it's just having confidence and trying. So, yes, that is how I got and changed my style. I know it's not, like, the easiest answer, but it's just honest. Like, it's not like I don't know. It did come gradually, and it didn't come from anyone else other than myself. So, yeah. Anyways, this concludes this podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you want me to do more, like, in-depth on one topic, things like this, instead of, like, kind of five things in one podcast, let me know. I don't know what you guys prefer. And yeah, this was just all about fashion and style evolution. So